I'm going to start losing count here soon. 32 days of the NFL draft as we count down to the NFL draft, April 22nd. And we'll cover you right here at JoeBucksFan.com. And, of course, on draft day, you can hear me at 620WDAE.com or on the air at 620WDAE. The sports animal, Justin Blasky. The commish, as we do continue to count down, I believe we are at 28. It's the Minnesota Vikings picking with the 30th selection in the first round. They made it to the NFC Championship game. We know what happened. Brett Favre, an interception at the end of regulation. The Saints get the ball in overtime, go down, kick a field goal, and go on and win the Super Bowl. The Minnesota Vikings, you know, not a lot of movement this offseason when you look at what they've done transaction-wise. Really, they haven't gained anyone. They haven't really lost many players. The only player of note that they have lost was Chester Taylor, who moved on to the Chicago Bears. And they are going to want to bring in another running back, whether they do that in the draft, later on in the draft, not early. Or they do it in free agency. They're going to want another back along with Adrian Peterson, especially with his injury problems that he's had. You look at the recent draft history for the Minnesota Vikings, and then we'll get into the needs that they might have and how that could affect the Buccaneers coming up on draft day. Last year, Percy Harvin was their first-round selection. A great pick. He was fantastic his rookie season, as I think a lot of people expected him to be. But he wasn't the lone pick, the lone good pick that Minnesota had. They had a fairly good draft last year. In the second round last year, getting Phil Loedholt to come in and be their right tackle. And really, he stepped in and played extremely well from the beginning, giving them at least one tackle they can rely on. Still iffy about Bryant McKinney as to whether or not they can rely on him at the left tackle position. Asher Allen, Jasper Brinkley as well. Jasper Brinkley had to step in and play some last year and play decent for a rookie as well, being a fifth-round pick. So a good draft for the Vikings last year. The year before, Terrell Johnson, who was a free safety. They also got John David Booty the year before, as well as a quarterback. You wonder how his progression has gone. I know, you know, when you look at Sage Rosenfels, you look at Tavares Jackson, Brett Favre. Do they still want maybe another quarterback in case Favre doesn't come back, does come back? I would imagine that Tavares Jackson would still be the guy, that they're still grooming him to be the guy. Of course, the year before, an incredible draft as they drafted both Adrian Peterson in the first round in 2007, then in the second round got Sidney Rice, who is becoming an elite receiver in the league. But getting back to the quarterback position, and that's going to be a big talking point once we get to that 30th pick, is you got to look at the 13th pick in the draft, maybe to that could affect the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to continue to say that if we see Jimmy Clausen fall out of the top 10 and get to the Seahawks at 13, remember the Seahawks just traded for Charlie Whitehurst and they swapped second round picks. They gave up something to get Charlie Whitehurst. They still have Matt Hasselbeck. So you wonder if the Seahawks are going to be looking to draft a quarterback that high with either of their first two first-round picks. I don't know if they do. And if Jimmy Clausen were to slip out of the top 10 and get by the Buffalo Bills and get by the Seattle Seahawks at 13, we could really start to see Jimmy Clausen fall. And it's a matter of, you know, which teams think he's good enough maybe to trade back into the first round four. And if none of those teams trade back in round one, Washington Redskins could definitely be a candidate if they decide to go offensive tackle with the fourth overall selection. But if no team does trade back into round one, we could easily see Jimmy Clausen free fall a little bit. And if he makes it past the Arizona Cardinals, who have said time and time again they're sticking with Matt Leinart, I'd say a big question as to, for the Minnesota Vikings, do you take Jimmy Clausen in that situation if he was to fall all the way to you at the 30th pick? You easily could say yes, but they do have Tavares Jackson, who they have been grooming. They still have Brett Favre if he decides to play again for another year. You just traded for Sage Rosenfels. That'd be a good question, but you look at the quarterback position, and I don't know if you have a lot of confidence in Rosenfels. You don't have a lot of confidence in Tavares Jackson. There was a reason you went out and got Brett Favre. Jimmy Clausen, you know, could he come in and be the heir to Brett Favre and give them a solid presence at the quarterback position for years to come with Adrian Peterson? Absolutely. So that's something that they'd really have to contemplate. Another big area of need is going to be at cornerback, with Cedric Griffin going down at the end of the NFC Championship game with that ACL injury. It's going to be questionable as to whether or not he's full go and healthy by training camp. I think they want to address that in the draft. That's why in my most recent mock draft, I do have them taking Devin McCourty. I do think they could go a corner either in round one or in round two. The corner's pretty deep this year. You should be able to get somebody fairly deep into the second round that could fill that hole for the Vikings and address other areas that they might be looking to improve, maybe offensive line, interior offensive line, and at the defensive tackle position, the nose tackle with Pat Williams nearing the end of his career. The Vikings, you know, affecting the Bucs, I think they're going to look for a bigger nose tackle. That shouldn't really affect the Bucs all that much. Interior offensive linemen, you know, if the Buccaneers were hoping that a Mikey Upati or a Marquise Pouncey were to fall to them, that might be the only way that affects the Buccaneers. And at the cornerback position, you know, the Buccaneers, as noted right here at JoeBucksFan.com recently, the Bucs' corner position is extremely weak. And, you know, I have found it kind of questionable as to why people haven't brought that up before. And I'm glad my guys here at Joe Bucks Fan have, because, you know, when you talk about the Bucs' needs, I always throw corner in there. But the first things that come out of people's mouth, defensive line, defensive tackle, defensive end, wide receiver. And I think people forget about the cornerback position for the Buccaneers, because Rondé Barber, you know, I think it's a very good shot that Rondé Barber's retiring after this year. You're left with Aqib Talib, Elbert Mack, and a bunch of guys you couldn't even name. So corner is definitely a need for the Buccaneers, whether it's in the first round, second round, or even in the third round. As I said, pretty deep at corner this year. You should be able to get good talent there in the third round. But how that affects the Buccaneers, well, the Vikings could definitely be looking and should be looking for a cornerback, and that's just going to take one more off the table for the Bucs if they're still sitting there in the second round or into the third round as well. 32 days of the NFL draft continues tomorrow as we take a look at the New York Jets as they made it to the AFC Championship game as well. So make sure you continue to come back and check out our draft coverage right here at JoeBucksFan.com.